Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So here we are, haven't had one of these primetime high-profile games since Watt took down Kentucky a couple of years ago, but... Well, here's Maryland, 8th rank, co-Big Ten leaders, along with Wisconsin, and the Hoosiers lurking to, well, make it a logjam again at the top. The Terps have played 19, and in 14 of those games, the Terrapin defense has held opponents to 40% or less from the field. They're number one in the league in field goal percentage defense, 37, and three-point field goal defense, 27. And so far in the Big Ten, that three-point average against is even lower, 24% going into tonight's game. But as Coach Tom was telling us Wednesday prior to practice, while the D is solid, the Hoosier D better be focused and poised to do some big-time guarding tonight.
They can play through everybody on the court, and I think that's what makes them rare. They're a tremendous low-post passing team, especially Des Wells. They can pass it off the dribble. Smotrich and Lehman are unique, and not only can they shoot and drive, but they can really pass. They can rebound. Certainly Trimble does so many different things for them, but he's also the beneficiary of being around some really good players. Their size is really hard to deal with. Beaten teams that have played spread out basketball, and they've beaten teams that have played along the 3-point line. We're just going to have to see what the game gives us. Certainly we want to get the game in transition, as I imagine that they would. They're one of the best passing teams I've seen. This is not a game where we're going to match up with 3-5-11 guys. But I think it's length. They cover for each other. They don't get too extended. And I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, we've got to really move them.
Yeah. Going back to just the 11-12 season, though, the McCracken court has been very good. The record is 60-8, and that record has resulted in some number ones on down the list. Losing loud and proud, Hoosier fans, ESPNU, a little past 9 tonight. Maryland, size and the skill set to match. Hoosiers will have to play well. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So one that Edgewood needs, moving toward a possible WIC title later in the winter, but not putting the cart in front of the horse. The Mustangs head man, Dave Mahurin, wants to see some things develop now at both ends of the floor. 13 games in, going into tomorrow night's rival matchup with Owen Valley. 8 of them in the win column. No one has beaten them in the conference yet. The Patriots come in 6-7, and Dave was telling me that we see a number of positives. It's sustaining them and refining them if the dream of that title becomes reality.
Offensively, I really like the fact that we don't have one guy that we have to go to, and pretty much everybody on the floor can score some points for us. And we have options offensively. We just haven't found any comfort there yet. We really haven't developed any sort of tempo or style that's accredited to our team.
You talk about that, and what do you want to achieve style-wise here, well, this year before the tournament?
We want to really get better defensively. When I've had my championship teams, it's always been for the fact that we just dominated defensively, and we've become a very good half-court defensive team. We now need to take that into the full court and really try to control tempo and expose poor ball handlers and score some points off of our defense. We just don't score any points. We're good at stopping teams. We're good at frustrating teams. We're good at taking things away, but the pressure aspect of our defense hasn't come around yet.
Well, that is Dave Mahurin, and the back half of two as Gary Sims' Edgewood Lady Mustangs host the Owen Valley girls, who have struggled big time to the tune of 3-13. Edgewood having its share of injuries as well. They come in 10-10, lost the other night at Martinsville, but a win Friday night improves them to 4-1 in the league and not out of the title or co-championship discussion. Girls tip it at 6, Choctaw and Dave Mahurin Friday night, along about 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.